The following is an interview between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and reporters. Recorded June 29th, 1974, in Melbourne, Australia.
Do you understand? Fish is taken from the water and put on the land.
Mm-hmm.
So, you may give the fish very velvet, cushion and anything, all nice thing. But with the fish you'll be comfortable.
No.
Similarly, if you, we living entities, we are spirit soul. We are not this material body. Unfortunately, our system of education is so dull that the authorities do not know that we are not this body, we are spirit soul. Still, they are big, big philosopher, big, big politician, and big, big leader, social authorities. A real thing is mistake. He's accepting this body as self, or he is thinking that the bodily comforts will make me happy. But that cannot be, because the body is made of matter and we are spirit soul. The same thing. From water you catch the fish and put on the land, it will never be happy. So long you will continue to have this material body, there cannot be any happiness and so many problems. The main problem is birth, death, old age and disease. So this is due to this material body. Therefore, an intelligent man should know that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, my field of activities are on the spiritual platform, and then I will be happy. So Krishna consciousness movement means educating people how to be situated on the spiritual platform and be happy. This is Saman Sanstha of Krishna consciousness.
So that Divine Grace, do you think that chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is the only way to achieve liberation?
Yes. The Hare Krishna mantra means Krishna, the Lord, and Hare or Hara means Krishna's energy. It's like you are there, the heater is there, and the heating energy is there. Similarly, Krishna is there, and Krishna's energies are there. It's like the sun is there, and the sun's energy is there, the sun sign. Heat and light, is it not? There is heat and light, that is from the sun, but still the heat and light is different from the sun. Suppose you are in the sun sign. In one sense you are in the sun, and in another sense you are not in the sun. Because sun's temperature is so high. Had you been in the sun, you would have been immediately blown up, burned into ashes. But you are in the sun sign, the energy of sun. So, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is situated as the supreme fire And whatever we are experiencing, that is his energy. Although sun is, the example, sun is 93 million miles away, but account of the sun's energy spread, we are feeling the presence of sun. Only we have to associate with God, Krishna, by chanting his holy name. Because Krishna being absolute, he is not different from his name. And therefore if you chant Hare Krishna mantra without any offense, then you directly associate with Krishna.
In all scriptures that I've read, it's always said that the disciple, the devotee, must remember God's name, remember it constantly. And so you're saying that the Hare Krishna mantra is God's name. How do we know this?
I do know your name.
My parents gave it to me.
Your authority. Similarly, from authority you have to know what is it.
From scriptures.
Yes.
Srila Prabhupada, what about other religions such as Christianity and...
There is no second religion. There is only one religion. That is God consciousness.
And are these people...
Now, as soon as you designate Christian, Hindu, Muslim, that is upadhi, designated religion. Just like you are here and you are in black coat. So, if I say black Mr. such and such, to say black Mr. such and such, is, there is no need. Mr. such and such is sufficient. But we have been accustomed to say like that, black Mr. such and such, white Mr. such and such. Similarly, religion is one, but due to our sophisticated mind, we call it Christian religion, Hindu religion, Muslim religion. Why don't you come in? Why you are outside?
I'm not working clothes.
All right. So there cannot be, but for particular reasons or circumstances we call it, but religion is one. That means to abide by the laws of God. That is religion.
You believe this?
If you do not know what is God, what is His law, that is another thing. But the religion means to abide by the laws of God. That's it. It cannot be Hindu, Muslim, Christian. Just like the state law. So, there are many persons, citizens of the state. The law is not that it is for the Christians, it is for the Jews, it is for the Negroes, it is for the white man. It is not like that. Law is the same for everyone. You can call it, this is Negro law, this is white law, this is black law. No. That is not very scientific. Scientific is that God is there and we are all, God is great, we are all subordinates and we have to obey the orders of God. That is religion. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Therefore you cannot say Christian religion, Hindu religion, Muslim religion. Religion is religion. That's God is neither Hindu, Muslim, Christian. God is God. God is one. It may be that God is one, but we understand Him from different angles of vision. And that different angles of vision may be called as Christian angle vision, the Hindu angle vision, this Jewish angle vision. But that is angle of vision. Just as the sun is there, here we see, it is not so bright, but you ask some Arabian friend, he is saying it is very bright. So his appreciation of the sun is different from your appreciation. Here it is cloudy, it is misty. But the sun is the same. There is no such thing as Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion. It is all sophisticated. Religion is one. You must know what is God, and you must know what is order and abide by it, here. We are preaching that.
Your Divine Grace, since religion is one, do you think man will enter into a golden age in which he will accept one God?
If they do not accept, they are foolish. If God is one, God cannot be two.
So, Srila Prabhupada, is the purpose of human life to realize God?
Yes.
Yes.
That is the only purpose. Except this purpose, fulfilling, anything we are doing, that is animalism. That the dog is jumping, we are also jumping like that. It is dogs dancing, that's all. What is the difference? A dog is thinking, I am very strong dog, I am this. And another man, I am in his mind, I am. So what is the difference? Mentality is the same. To think of this body, that I am this body, that is equal to the dog, to the man. When one understands that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, that is humanity.
So Srila Prabhupada, have you realized God?
What do you think? What is your opinion?
I can't say.
That if I say yes, then what do you understand? If you are not yourself expert, then even if I say yes, I am God realized, I will take it as truth. If you do not know what is God realization, then how you can ask this question and how you be satisfied by the answer? You do not know.
Well, what is God realization?
Then you are asking, are you God realized? If I say yes, then I will believe it. You do not know what is God realization, then why you put this question? You do not know yourself. If I say yes, I will understand that I am right. That you should not put all these questions. It has no value. You do not know yourself what is God realization. Yeah, just like a medical man, if he asks another man, medical man, so if he says yes, then medical man will understand him by technical terms, whether he is medical. So unless one is medical man, what is the use of asking another man, are you medical man?
So you think we should...
Unless you are prepared to take the answer, whatever I give. Are you prepared?
Yes.
Then it is all right. I am seeing God every moment. So, unless you are prepared to take the answer, we should not put answer.
Your Divine Grace, do you see meditation as a means to God's
realization? Yes. Meditation is also one means, but you cannot meditate now, because you do not know what is God. How will you meditate? Meditation upon something. But if you do not know what is God, upon whom you will meditate? First of all, you must know. It's like we know God, Krishna, and Krishna says, Manmana Bhavaman Bhakta. Always think of me. This is meditation. So we meditate upon Krishna. That is perfect meditation. Even meditation means to think of God. But if you do not know what is God, how you think of?
It's written in many scriptures that God is light.
God is everything.
God is everything.
God is darkness also. We say God is that from whom everything comes. So light also comes, darkness also comes. So darkness also comes from God.
Meditation is a way to see the God inside yourself, to see God inside yourself.
That is the description of meditation. Dhyana vastita tadgatena manasa pasyanti janjubina. The yogis, by their mind, concentrating upon God, they try to see Him. So, you must know what is God. Just like our institution, they know what is God, description of God. They can think of God. But if you have no idea of God, how do you think of?
In your books you talk about Brahma Loka, which I suppose is heaven.
No, there are many lokas. Heaven also one of them. Brahma Loka also one of them. Don't you see so many planets, sister? So there are innumerable planets. Some of them may be Brahmaloka, Chandraloka, Varunaloka, Suryaloka, so many others. So Brahmaloka is one of the planets.
So that's actually a physical planet?
Hey, don't you see physical planets? The sun is not a physical planet?
It is.
What do you mean by physical?
Well, actually existing on material.
So don't you see existing so many planets? At night, anywhere, what they are?
Stars and planets, yes.
Yes.
So, actually heaven is...
Oh yes.
In this material universe?
Yes. It's like when we say United States of America. That's actually a place. There are living entities, there are men, mountains, rivers, everything is there. Similarly, all these planets, they are inhabited by living entities. There are similarly cities and towns and mountains and rivers and oceans, everything is there. Of different pattern. Just like the moon planet, it is the temperature is 200 degrees below zero. So you cannot go and live there. But there are living entities who can live there. Just like even on this planet, there are living entities in the Arctic region. But for us it is very difficult to live there. And there are different climatic influences, even on this planet. One place is suitable for one kind of man, another place is suitable for another. Just like we are Indian, we cannot tolerate such, pinching, cool. Similarly, in India, you cannot tolerate scorching heat. So, for each and every planet, there are different patterns of living entities, they can live. They say, you cannot live within water. For that reason you cannot say, nobody can live in the water. That is foolishness. You cannot live, we say. There are so many fishes, varieties of fishes, they live. Don't carry your present experience to others. That is not very good argument. Here, the so-called scientists are saying, in other planets there is no living thing. Why? They are putting so many reasons that this is lacking, this is lacking. But what do you know? What is lacking and why? These things are not accepted. You do not know anything about the other planets. How you can say there is no living in it?
Is there a Hare Krishna movement in India?
Yes.
How strong is it?
Huh?
How strong is it?
How strong? As strong as you think. Because in every village, every town, every home, there is Hare Krishna. Still.
Yudhavangas, do you think, can you see a time coming when all mankind will be united?
That is very difficult to say, but we can be united on the spiritual platform, not on the material platform. It is not possible.
Do you think that stage is possible within this generation?
It is possible at any time, provided people take to spiritual life. But they will not take to it. For example, one of the items of spiritual life is no meat eating. So, do you think this pleasure will be taken by everyone? This is one of the items of spiritual life. No meat eating.
Is that a necessary?
Oh yes. Without, if you don't stop meat eating, you cannot understand what is spiritual life. A sinful life cannot understand what is God, what is devotion. It's not possible.
And is that the same for others?
This is sinful, yes. All items, we probably, our students, they do not indulge. Illicit sex life, meat, fish, egg eating, intoxication up to cigarette smoking, drinking tea, coffee, and gambling. These are the four pillars of sinful life. So unless one gives up these four things, he cannot understand what is God, what is God's kingdom, what is our business. Nobody can understand.
Drinking tea and coffee also?
Oh yes. It is also intoxicating.
Divine grace. In a lot of scriptures I read, there's a lot of references to the breath.
Yeah.
And the breath has been the
breathing.
Yes. The source of God. And there are some yogas which concentrate on the breath.
Yeah. There are different airs within the body, and controlling the air and putting this soul is already floating in the air. So the yogic mystic process can bring the soul from different places, and then they bring it here, and they are certain where he has to go, and then from this hole, what is called this hole?
Brahmananda.
Brahmananda, we say.
Skull.
Cerebellum. Cerebral.
There is some hole. From that hole, the soul goes out to any planet he likes. That is perfection of yoga. But here in your country, the yoga means a certain type of exercise.
And is this path of devotional yoga, bhakti yoga, that is the path for this time, for this age?
Yeah. Bhakti yoga is the real yoga. You'll find in Bhagavad Gita, when yoga system is described, the Lord says, Yoginamapi sarvesam madgatam antaratmana sadhyaman bhajate yuman samijuttam. The first class yogi is he who is always thinking of me or Krishna within himself. He is first class yogi. So our these students, they are being educated how to think of Krishna always, 24 hours, without any stop. And that is first class yogi.
If you were to think about something, don't you first have to see that thing?
Yeah.
Well, are you showing your devotees Krishna?
Oh yes, certainly.
Then what does what is Krishna? What does Krishna?
And then ask them. Who has seen already? Ask them. Then tell you what is Krishna. But the same thing, if he says something about Krishna, you will accept it. Huh?
Yes.
You will accept?
Yes.
And see, here is Krishna.
But that's a painting. That
is painting. Suppose your painting is there. Can I not say that here is Mr. Satan?
Yes.
There?
Yes.
What is wrong there?
Well, the artist would have been looking at me to paint the picture of me. Well, was the...
Your photograph is not yourself.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Similarly, it is Krishna's painting. But the difference is that you cannot talk with your photograph, but we can talk with Krishna's photograph. That is the difference.
But some of these pictures are slightly different. They show different...
On principle, it is that Krishna's collar is there, Krishna's flute is there, Krishna's peacock feather is there. These are describing the Shastra. Veenum kannantam aravinda dalayataksam varahavatam samsitam vadasam. So, Krishna's, suppose even hand painting of yourself, one man paints a little different from your face, another man paints better. On the whole, it is the same. Krishna is not depending on the painting, but on the features of his description as it is in the Shastra. Krishna's collar is described there, Krishna's peacock feather is described there, Krishna's fruit is there, Krishna's eternal concert, pranaya keli, in loving mood always, Krishna. Pranaya keli kala virasam is always an enjoying spirit. So, we get the idea of Krishna. And Krishna being absolute, the idea of Krishna and Krishna is non-divine.
But if a painter was to paint a picture of me, or of Alan, or anybody, first they'd take the subject, and the subject would be a living person, and then they'd paint the picture, and the picture would be an
subject is there. That Krishna's collar is bluish, Krishna has got in his hand a flute, Krishna has got a peacock feather on his head, Krishna stands, little carving, Tribhanga Lalitam. Tribhanga means in three ways he's carved. You see? Tribhanga, three times he is carved. Shyamam Tribhanga Lalitam, Niyata Prakasam. This is the description of the Veda. Like my student, they have painted so many pictures. So I have given simply the hints that this picture should be like this. So they take note and make the picture, and people very much appreciate our picture.
Mm.
Student there painted so many pictures, so I have given simply the hints that this picture should be like this.
Mm.
So they take note and make the picture, and people very much appreciate our picture.
Mm.
So you can paint pictures by taking hints from the authority. That is going on. So, if you are intelligent, you can make almost like that.
Mm. But still somebody must have seen Krishna to actually paint him.
Krishna.
So
just like Krishna, when he was present on this earth, so many people saw him.
Mm.
And since then, there are so many temples of Krishna's deity, Krishna's form. The same thing as it is stated in Vedic literature, they saw also personally. And they made statues, and they are being worshipped regularly. There are thousands of temples of Krishna, they are worshipped.
But has anybody actually seen Krishna
yes,
today?
Yes, just like your grandfather has seen your father. Or your father has seen your grandfather. You may not have seen. But your father can describe about your grandfather. My father was like this. What is the difficulty?
He asked if anyone now has seen Krishna.
How now one can see? He has to see through the parampara, succession. You have not seen your great grandfather. How do you know that you are? How do you know?
That my
great-grandfather or his father, you have not seen. Mm. How do you believe?
But your parents telling you.
Yes. And therefore, you have to receive the knowledge from the authorities, parampara. Mm.
But Krishna is, supposedly Krishna is eternal, or that is indestructible.
Yes.
So surely he must be existing.
Yes,
today
is existing. Just like at night, the sun is existing, but you have no eyes to see him. That does not mean sun does not exist. It is your deficiency, you cannot see.
So we need divine sight.
Whatever it may be, you require qualification. Similarly, Krishna is always existing. You require the qualification that is described in the Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Pridayeshu Vilokayana. Those who are saintly persons and in ecstatic love with Krishna, they are seeing 24 hours Krishna. And that is not very difficult to understand. If you love somebody, you are seeing him or her always. Is it not?
That's it.
Yes, he requires the qualification of love. Then Krishna will be visible 24 hours. He'll talk with you. These things are described. Tesham satadriptanam pajutam pidukum buddhijogam gadani. Tam, that means talks. I give him intelligence. That means unless he talks, how he can give intelligence? You do this. So you have to qualify yourself to hear Krishna, to see Krishna, otherwise Krishna is always present.
Divine grace. There are many swamis and gurus and religious people throughout the world. How does one know which is a true guru? How does one recognize the true guru?
One who knows Krishna, his guru.
What's the test of the true guru?
He will describe about Krishna, he will ask you to become devotee of Krishna. His business is to propagate Krishna. That is the symptom of it.
Srila Prabhupada, if we don't know what Krishna is, then and we still get a bona fide spiritual master, then how do we call that our good fortune?
Yes. That is stated in Chaitanya. Some fortunate person, not all. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti. You find out this and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Find out the teachings of Rupa Goswami.
One chapter.
See the content.
Teachings of Rupa Goswami. Then the next chapter is Sanatana Goswami.
What is that? There is no page mark? Teachings to Rupa Goswami?
Yes, there's one chapter. I'm looking through the chapter from page 21 to 39.
That is teaching to Rupa
Goswami. It's called Teachings to Rupa Goswami.
Where it is stated that in this way, wandering the living entity by the mercy of Krishna. Fortunate. It is on the beginning of the
chapter.
What is the chapter?
Within this Brahmanda or universe, there are innumerable living entities.
Yeah.
And according to their own fruit of activities, they are transmigrating from one species of life to another, and from one planet to another. In this way, their engagement in material existence is being continued since time immemorial. The living entities are atomic parts and parcels of the Supreme Spirit. There is, however, a measurement for the length and breadth of the atomic spiritual spark. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 87th chapter, 36th verse, that if you divide the top of a hair into 100 parts, and again, if you divide one part of that into another 100 parts, such 1/10,000th part of the tip of a hair is the length and breadth of the individual soul. This is also confirmed in the Vedas in the Svetasvataro Upanishad. This atomic magnitude of the individual living entity is again described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 16th chapter, 11th verse, as follows. This is a speech given by one of the four Kumaras, known as Sananda, on the occasion of performing a great sacrifice. He said, O Supreme Truth, if the living entities were not infinitesimal living sparks of the Supreme Spirit, then each minute spark would have been all-pervading, and there would be no necessity of it being controlled.
If the living entity is equal to the Supreme Being, then suppose you are a living entity, you could speak everything of what is going on in other mind or body. You cannot say what I am thinking. I cannot say what you are thinking. Therefore, I or you are not all pervading. We are limited. That is limited. This is a very nice example.
But if the constitution of the living entity is accepted as being the minute part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, then automatically he becomes a controlled living entity under supreme energy or power. This is his constitutional position. Therefore, if he remains as he is created in that natural position, he can attain...
We are created as being controlled. So instead of aspiring to become controller, if we remain controlled, that is our natural place. But some rascals, they are trying to become controlled. By meditation, I said, I have become God. If you are a God, then how you have become dog? This is going on, the cheating, the so-called science. Do they not say, I am God? Do they not say? I am God, you are God, everyone God.
No, some might say that.
But some of them, I am talking, some of them.
Yes.
Some of them are not all foolish. Some of them are foolish. So these foolish persons, they say that I am God, you are God, everyone. There is foolishness. We are not God. We are part and parcel of God, qualitatively one. But we are not the Supreme Being. We are living being, but not Supreme Being.
God is within inside us.
God is inside, outside, everywhere.
Who do you think Jesus Christ was?
Let us finish one. Jesus Christ himself said that he is Son of God, the Father.
Yes.
Yes, Father.
But if you take a drop of water and you merge it back into an ocean, this is an example that's often given, I think, by these masters, that if you take a drop of water and you put it into an ocean, that drop becomes one with that ocean.
The drop of water becomes ocean?
No, but it becomes merged in that ocean.
That's all right. Merging is defined. But the ocean remains the ocean.
Yes.
And you remember the drop. Because now, suppose your body, material body, earth, water, air, now when this body will be decomposed, so this form will not remain. Does it mean that your body has become the whole universal material element?
But surely body is different from soul.
That body is a draw in the bigger material element.
Yes.
That does not mean your body has become the whole material element.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, a drop of ocean water is drop always. It does not become ocean. It appears that it is mixed up, but that does not mixed up does not mean the drop will become an ocean. That is not the fact.
But when the drop mixes with the ocean,
yes,
it's like the human finite form merging with the infinite, and then it acquires the powers of the infinite, which are omnipotence.
Mixes means, that's right, the example is given just like a green bar enters into a tree, which is also green. So it, to my eyes it appears that the body is mixed up. But actually that is not fair. Suppose an aeroplane, you see aeroplane is going on, then after some time you see there is no aeroplane, it is the same sky. It is mixed up. It is not mixed up. Your eye is a devotee. It appears like mixture. It cannot mixture. The aeroplane is keeping its identity, the bird is keeping its identity.
Is the human soul then limited or unlimited?
Limited.
Limited.
Yes.
That it has boundaries and...
Yes. Because you are limited, therefore you are under the control of material nature. That is being explained there. He is limited. If he keeps his limited existence, that is life. And unnecessarily if he wants to become unlimited, that is artificial. How it can be?
I seem to remember reading a chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that said, I can't quite remember what chapter it was, but it said that Krishna was talking to Arjuna, and it said that Krishna said to Arjuna, when you realize me, or when you realize God, or Krishna, you will see the whole of creation with insight.
You
will see the whole of creation with inside me and with inside yourself. Is that a true translation?
Well, it is.
All beings in me and me and all beings.
Yes. Do you know that?
You will see all beings in me and me and all beings.
So what is that? Does it mean all beings in Krishna?
I saw the way I read it, the translation that I read also said with inside yourself, your own
Krishna as Paramatma is everyone's heart. Ishvara sarva bhutana vidyesh arjuna tishti. That does not mean everyone is Krishna. You are in this room, that does not mean you are room.
So we are in God and God is in us.
Yes, without God we have no existence.
A true yogi observes me in all beings and also sees every being in me. Indeed, the self-realized man sees me everywhere. That's different.
Divine Grace, do you think that every human being will become liberated? Do you think every human being will become liberated? This is what we mean.
Oh, yeah. It's
getting ready to start. Oh, thank you very much for your time.
Interesting. Thank you.
How are you?